Mrs. Little had provided him with a doll-sized toothbrush, a doll-sized cake of soap, a doll-sized washcloth, and a doll's comb, which he used for combing his whiskers. He carried these things in his bathrobe pocket, and when he reached the top of the ladder, he took them out, laid them neatly in a row, and set about the task of turning the water on. For such a small fellow, turning the water on was quite a problem. He had discussed it with his father one day after making several unsuccessful attempts. "I can get up onto the faucet all right," he explained, "but I can't seem to turn it on because I have nothing to brace my feet against." "Yes, I know," his father replied. "That's the whole trouble." George, who always listened to conversations whenever he could, said that in his opinion they ought to construct a brace for Stuart. And with that he got out some boards, a saw, a hammer, a screwdriver, a bradawl, and some nails, and started to make a terrific fuss in the bathroom, building what he said was going to be a brace for Stuart. But he soon became interested in something else and disappeared, leaving the tools lying all around the bathroom floor.